If that's a weak spot, attack that weak spot. I said, Lord, teach me how to love everybody. And I went out, you know how a game hunter, you know, the big game hunters, they go and hunt tigers and lions and things like that. And they got a gun long as this table. And they go to the safari and they just as wild as the tiger. That's how I went out in life, ready to love people.
All right, then.
I had my big guns. I said, I'm going to love folks. And when they were rude to me, I went back. I loved them with the love of God. And Henry Gruber talks about this. When he run into gang members, they put a knife to his throat. he turns their fear on them by loving them. He don't get in fear. They try to put him in fear, and he won't get in fear. And then they get in fear. I experienced stuff like that. He said, and the Lord would put words in his mouth, you know. He said, I can kill you. I should have killed you. And then he'll say, well, why didn't you? and then they say, well, I just didn't want to. It works. He's the one who said, keep it supernatural. And I've done this. It works. I never thought to put it in those kind of words. Keep the fight supernatural. God, you know, God knew they had guns. He knew they had knives. He knew they were dangerous. But you're more weaponized than they are. It doesn't matter what they got. You are more weaponized. If you receive what God said about authority. Remember, the 70 came back surprised. Lord, even the devils are subject to us. Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. He treated that like a minor thing.
Yeah.
But rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
And the key to keeping it supernatural is submitting your life to God, all of it. Submit your whole life to God. Then resist the devil, and he'll always flee from you. When people are not subject to God, they're not doing the call of the word, and also the call of the Spirit. Their lives are unnecessarily weaker. And you can't win against Satan if you're living in his territory. If you're operating according to the world, you can't win. You have to be operating according to the word with all that is in you. Sin is not sin until you know it's sin. Once you know that it's sin to you, the things you don't realize are excused. Submit your life to God as much as you know, and take authority over Satan, and it'll always work. The areas where you're out of bounds, the Holy Spirit will bring you, he'll bring it to your attention.
Amen.
Don't let it drop. Do something with it immediately. I didn't want to just love people just enough to survive. I wanted to love people enough so that my life could thrive. And I had to receive all kind of revelations. That's why I asked him to teach me how to love his people. He taught me their side of things, how they were raised, how their thinking process, what the things that go wrong in that day. People don't, I remember a friend of mine, he was aggravated. And when I walked in, he spoke like he was aggravated, but I knew he wasn't aggravated at me. If I didn't know him, I would have thought he was mean. But he wasn't, he was aggravated. The Lord will help you see people's situation. And then you can turn around and pray for the rest of that day. You can give them your blessing. You can speak a kind word. And if you can't talk to them, you can pray. You can pray and separate Satan from aggravating that day. This, when we when you hear of bad news, you can pray for people. They don't even have to know it. You can take authority over Satan's works. Mm-hmm. People say, you know, a lady had a dream that a dog mauled a child, and she didn't know what that meant. But we were at the restaurant, and she was sitting across the table, and she and her husband were sitting there, and she mentioned it to everybody, and nobody prayed for the child. But it got to me, mm-hmm. and I knew that I was going to pray for that child. I didn't even tell them. I just took authority over Satan so he couldn't use the dog to maul the child. He give us things to so we can do something. The weapons of our warfare are supernatural. We don't even have to know the people. We can take authority over the situation. Something may have happened where they kept the dog outside or they gave the dog away. Something, God took care of the problem. When we pay attention to the Lord, things that's lacking will stop lacking. We'll start thriving. When that's missing, your life will go the way it's going now. But our lives are designed to ever increase. We're to ever thrive. And people are going to need the insights that you have deep in you. Remember this too. Every soul, we're designed to live forever. Sometimes couples get bored with each other. The enemy, that's an attack. But watch this. If we're designed to live forever, there are things about us we have interests that are untapped. The interest that we tapped into, that's what we operate in. Some of you are musicians. Some have mechanical abilities, people skills. Whatever's necessary out there, you can do this. But unless you're introduced to some things, you'll never know it. If you never pick up a horn, you'll never know how good you are. What the Lord helped me see was there are creative abilities. If you're going to live forever, there are things that's going to, the love of God will cause it to, whatever's in you, the creative abilities that are in you to rise up. And as you learn the wisdom of God, you activate resources and treasures that you were born with. One guy told mechanics, I use mechanics as an example. A friend of mine, Sid, he goes to the church at the Gardendale First Baptist. He said, one of his bosses said, mechanics are not just trained in school, they are born. It's a God gift to be able to take a machine apart and put it back together and it worked better than when it was made. That's a gift. We had a guy I went to school with, a friend of mine. We went to school together. He's a good mechanic. He does trucks. I'm more so in cars, and he do race cars. And I was telling him I'm trying to train the younger guys so that they can take our place. You know, they can go forward. They don't want to learn. He said, "Man, this is a gift. Either you got it or you don't." he went to school. He trained, but he had to work on a tractor without information, and he still fixed it. It's a gift. Well, you take anybody, when they receive the love of God, the word of God, the treasures that's already there are activated. This will go on forever. When people communicate, when you start receiving revelation from the Lord, your vocabulary gets greater. Your conversation gets greater. We are designed to ever increase. The love of God that Mary was talking about is the road to do this. The more I love people, the more I saw. I didn't learn much from God until that time. I wanted to. I tried to understand. I asked my pastor so many questions. When he would be working on something at the church, I'd come to help him so I could ask him all my questions. And then I learned to go in God's presence, and I started doing the Lord that way. But when I started loving people, the revelation, it just flowed. I learned so much easier. Say something that the Lord has given you to help you understand. In the last few minutes we have, anybody, any comments? Things that you were dealing with, the Lord gave you something, and it made a difference. Anything the Lord has done, He spoke, and it was fitting with you. Yeah, anybody. You can, anything the Lord brought to you that just made it, anything.
Like a revelation?
Yeah, and it made the day.
I had talked with my cousin on yesterday, who is a believer, but I think he's just ahead.
It's going to be unlike anything you've ever even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a
world.
Book on revivals that thick at the house from 500 years of revivals, and it ain't going to be, it's going to blow that all these revivals out of the water.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But you know the world, they come together. They may not even like each other, but they come together.
Big time. Big time.
To do
comment.
What they want to do. Mm-hmm. Put over whatever they want to put over. They come together. Mm-hmm. But the church is... has in the past been fighting each other. They're going to come together and unify themselves together. Mm-hmm. But it will. It's coming that way.
I think if our appetite, you had mentioned our appetite, mm-hmm. that appetite in us has to, grow.
And
we only can become more hungry. Mm-hmm. When we are in that personal relationship with God, mm-hmm. and we are spending time with Him, you know, it's just so important, because in the scripture, I think that is in Ephesians, Sister Mary, where it says, until we all come to the unity of the faith.
That's Ephesians. That's it. Y'all know that's my book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ephesians with Colossians, you can go to Ephesians. So that's where the church is now. It's in the book of Ephesians. The church is seated in heavenly place. They have authority. Uh-huh. And that's our next book, Authority of the Believer.
I thought about something last night. Man was designed to live forever. But God told Adam, the day you eat off that tree, you should surely die. Well, he died that day. We know he died spiritually the moment he did it. But he only lived to be 930 years old.
That's nothing.
That's less than a day. Remember, a day with God is 1,000 years. Nobody lived past 1,000 years. He died that day.
He's a young
folk. Yeah, he died on Sunday. Then God cut man's time down from 900 something down to 120 years. Man was still hard-headed, so he cut it down to 70. The median is 95. So we live on average 10% of what Adam lived. Now, the knowledge that you can attain in your lifetime, aside from the word, will take you a long time to get just a fraction of what we've gotten to. The Lord has given men revelation for centuries and millennials. And we can read about it within a week. So, even though we don't live long, we can have the revelation over a few thousand years. With the revelation and cooperation with the Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and your wisdom, where you're taking us.
Yes.
Your anointing, help us to do the things that will start and continue the revival you started. Help us to go forward in you, my Lord. Help us to do all that's in your heart. Take our little lunch and feed the world with it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.